These studies that find a rise in youth suicides at the same time as a drop in antidepressant use may well create some confusion for doctors and for parents whose children are battling depression. To wade through some of the questions, we called Dr. Benjamin Shane, a child adolescent psychiatrist and assistant professor at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Evanston, Illinois. Dr. Shane has authored a clinical report on suicide in adolescents for the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says it's most important to make sure depression is treated.
There is risk to these medications. There is risk to depression. On balance, these are relatively safe medications, and depression is relatively dangerous. The most important thing that doctors and parents can do to prevent suicide is to treat the underlying psychiatric abnormality. Greater than 90% of adolescents who completed suicide were found later to have an underlying psychiatric disorder.
But in trying to treat that underlying psychiatric disorder, many people will often reach for these drugs to do that.
That's correct. These drugs have been shown to be effective in studies, but they shouldn't simply be given out and hope for the best. Patients on these medications need to be monitored closely by physicians.
Monitored closely. How do they monitor them? What kinds of things are they looking for?
Well, what the FDA recommends is actually weekly appointments for the first month, biweekly for the second month, and then at least one appointment in the third month. Basically, doctors are looking for agitation. They're looking for a worsening of depression. They're looking for emergence of impulsive behavior or talking fast or not sleeping. And of course, they're looking for a worsening of suicidal thoughts.
In looking at this latest study, some doctors actually suggested that it's possible that antidepressants are helping bring down the overall number of suicides, but at the same time, perhaps increasing the risk of suicide for a very specific subset of patients. How do you figure out who's actually within that subset?
Unfortunately, there's no way to figure it out in advance. If a patient becomes agitated or has some other major side effect on a medication, they may be in that subset. The vast majority of patients are not at risk for that, but you can't tell beforehand. That's why the monitoring by parents and physicians is so important.
What about the dosage, and more importantly, the question of changing the dosage?
Well, what the FDA found when they looked at the data is that initiating the medication and changing the dose seemed to be associated with the potential for increased suicidal thoughts or behavior. And so those are critical times for the physician to monitor.
Is there a concern at all about patients starting to feel much better and deciding on their own to stop taking the drugs or to take less of the drug?
Oh, absolutely. That happens frequently. What happens is that there's several stages in treating depression. There's an acute stage where the patient is very depressed and you initiate the medication, kind of an adjustment phase where you're getting the medication right, and hopefully by the end of that phase, the patient is free of depressive symptoms. And then there's a maintenance phase. During the maintenance phase, it's kind of like learning piano or learning a sport. The brain has to relearn how to be okay, how to be normal, how to not be depressed. Once the brain can go through a period of time, which in a lot of patients is 6 to 12 months, then a medication can be safely removed and the patient stays undepressed. If the medication is removed prematurely, though, the risk of relapse is greatly increased.
What about parents? As caretakers, they often serve as the caretaker or the gatekeeper for these drugs.
Parents should not be afraid of these medications. If they're needed, they're overall relatively safe as long as they're used properly. They shouldn't say, well, okay, somebody says it increases suicide, somebody else says it decreases suicide, I'm just not going to do anything. That's not the right approach. The most important thing, as I said before, is adequate treatment.
Doctor, it's interesting to hear you say that parents shouldn't be afraid of these medications. They come with a black box warning. I imagine that many people are somewhat spooked by these medications.
Well, absolutely, and that's why the prescribing of these medications went down by about 20% from 2003, when the controversy first started, to 2004. Hopefully, it'll settle into a place, though, where people continue to prescribe with care, but not to withhold the prescription when it's indicated.
Dr. Shane, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Benjamin Chain is a child adolescent psychiatrist and assistant professor at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. He joined us from Evanston, Illinois.